The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, is with us now. She'll answer your tech questions. You can text us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Jess, busy week for the world of tech with the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, taking place online. What caught your eye?
So much, Pat. This has actually been one of the most exciting CES experiences of the last number of years. I don't know if it's because I'm at home, I'm actually getting to see more of it. But a lot of the big brands over the last 24 hours hosted their keynote addresses. We saw Samsung, Sony, TCL, LG all tease us with products that are to come. The one that I got most excited about, though, was Samsung. Their one went on for about 45 minutes or thereabouts. We saw a new bespoke fridge. So this allows you to adjust different parts of your fridge from the look of it to the function of it. We saw a 110-inch micro LED screen that is stunning, but it's there to offer sports fans the option, or gamers the option, to watch four different things at once. So you could be playing a game in one screen, watching the rugby, watching the football, and watching the tennis in different screens. It's pretty incredible. They also showed off their new lifestyle TVs. But the thing that got me most excited was when they did a bit of a look ahead to projects that they're working on for years to come. Take a listen to this.
Samsung BotCare uses AI technology to take care of all the little details in your life by recognizing and understanding your behaviors to be a better robotic assistant and a companion.
You've been on your computer too long. How about stretching and taking a short break? The conference call is scheduled in a few minutes.
BotCare knows your schedule and your habits and can remind you of the conference call you have with colleagues. Now remember the bot you saw in our studio earlier? That was Bot Handy, a home robot that can both recognize and grab objects, becoming an extension of you in the kitchen, in the living room, and anywhere else you may need that extra hand in your home. Bot Handy uses AI to understand objects, like a glass cup or ceramic plate, taking note of their shape and materials to work as your trusted partner. Bot Handy can move around and do things like set the table or put away groceries. It flips the script on what a robot in your home could look like.
And we all become fat splodges sitting on the couch.
Think of the opportunity, Pat. I think it's brilliant. I think the Bot Care, which is the assistant, that is next level, you know, Google Home or Alexa or anything like that. It's there to try and help you. It kind of looks like WALL-E. Anyone who's seen that movie will know what I'm talking about. It roams around your home. And as you heard there, it can tell you to get off your tush if you've been sitting on your computer for too long. So I don't know how people would feel about it, but as ever, I'm excited about it.
Okay, well, more immediately available might be an expandable, rollable phone. Just roll the phone up and put it in your pocket.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. This is an LG device, and LG have sort of been out of the phone game in terms of a prominent position within the phone game for some time now. But once again, they've teased this phone, and obviously enough, it's just called the rollable phone. And what it is, it's a standard looking device that you would have in your hand. But say if you are watching a sport match or if you're watching something, the screen would actually extend automatically to give you the best view. If you're doing work, you can pull out the top, and it's kind of like it just sort of rolls out. It's almost like a garage door that rolls out of the side of your phone and then back down again. It's a different take on the foldable phone. We saw Samsung and Huawei last year and the year before try and bring foldable phones that fold in half, but you had the crease in the screen and some people were saying that they broke quite easily. So this is a different take. We don't have a launch date as of yet, but again, it's a very exciting take on where we are going in terms of phone technology.
Now, you don't expect to see Yves Saint Laurent products at a tech show, but there is one called Perso. What is it?
It's called Persil, and this is something that I know a lot of people would be excited about. It's a small device. It is really, really quite small. It's about the size of, you know, those pocket hand sanitizers that we're all carrying around with us now. And inside are three lipstick cartridges. It's kind of like ink cartridges. You'd have three of them in. Then you take out your phone and you open the app, which pairs to the device via Bluetooth, and you pick the shade of lipstick that you want. And from these colours, it'll then give you the exact shade. So, Pat, say you want to sort of match your lips to your shirt or something like that. You select the exact tone that you want, and it'll then send that information to the device and produce a specific shade just for you. And we saw a teaser of this with L'Oreal last year, who's the parent company of YSL, in terms of foundation, that type of stuff. So, again, you take out your phone, and it'll scan your face, pick the exact shade of foundation that you need based on your skin tone, and then can produce it using three basic ingredients that are inside. As I said, I know so many people who would be excited about this, but the cost, it's $300. And it is available for pre-order today. It includes two sets of the colours. So you can get the red, nude, orange or fuchsia family, if you so wish, and then mix and match as you go.
Okay, a touchless doorbell, handy for COVID times, I suppose. That seems like a fairly simple piece of technology.
It does, but then you scratch the surface and think this could be an absolute pain in the face. The way it works, the company is called Alarm.com. It sticks to your doorframe, similar to the Ring doorbells that we have seen. But instead of it being a Ring doorbell, you get a smart doormat. And when you walk, or when someone walks on the doormat, then the doorbell rings. And you think, okay, it's obvious enough. Surely you don't need instructions for it, but you do get instructions with it, that the floor mat just says stand on mat to ring doorbell. But if you think about it, if you're out walking the dogs, or if the kids are coming home, or if you're gardening and you're going in and out of the house, how many times is your doorbell going to ring?
I
would have it ripped off the wall within 5 minutes. But sure, look, okay, they're trying, aren't they?
Information on the latest Microsoft Surface device.
Yes, we are now on to the Surface Pro 7, and I'm very excited about this. The Pro 7 Plus, it has beefed up in terms of spec. It is now incredible. So the basic option has a Core i3 chipset. There's 8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage, and then you can build up from there. There's a new version that has the i7 processor and 32 gigs of RAM and a 1 terabyte storage in an SSD drive. So these machines are getting more and more powerful. But the really impressive thing is that they've kept that very sleek design. You know the Surface, Pat. It is. It looks like a tablet that you can just stick the keyboard onto. So I think it's very exciting to see what they're up to.
Okay, we'll try and whiz through some of our listener questions. I take care of my uncle every weekend. He likes to look at a film or a mass or a funeral or talk to his children abroad on my phone, but I know it's not very comfy for him. If I take my laptop, can I still get such a thing as a dongle, as there's no Wi-Fi in his house in the country? Any suggestions, Jess?
Yeah, if you have phone signal, if you're able to do all of that from your phone and you have 3G or 4G, you can tether your phone to the laptop, so you can run the internet through your phone. Basically, if you go into settings, go into mobile networks, and you'll see the option for tethering, and you can do that. If you wanted, and if it got to the stage where he had a device of his own, a laptop of his own, you could just buy a cheap smartphone for 40 or 50 quid, pop a pay-as-you-go SIM card in it, and let him tether the data that way as well.
Now, a number of questions exactly the same. Can you recommend a cheap tablet or laptop for my elderly mum, just for emails, browsing, perhaps Netflix viewing? That's from Kathy. Another one, can you recommend a best phone for an old person to use for WhatsApp calling in an old people's home?
Okay, so in terms of the tablet, the Lenovo M10, it's a very basic Android tablet. It's €120. It has a 10-inch screen and it runs Android, so you can get all the apps on it. It is quite basic, but it is ideal for those different scenarios. It's very simple to use. So that would be the tablet. In terms of the phone, there are many options. You can get something like the Doro phone, which is very much aimed at older people. They have different models, newer models, in fact, for video calling and so on. So that could be an option. Alternatively, if you look at something like Nokia, they tend to do quite basic smartphones for in and around the €120 mark.
This one here, I recently bought iPhone 11 and iWatch 6. Considering purchasing the AirPods, is it possible to download podcasts onto the watch and listen on AirPods? I don't want to have to bring the phone out for a run.
Yes, you can. Yeah, that's one of the brilliant things about the Apple Watch is that you can pair, you can put music, you can put playlists, you can put podcasts on, and then you pair your headphones to that and off you go.
Would Jess still recommend Samsung Mystic wireless earbuds I'm about to purchase at €199? That's from Francis in Sandymount.
Yes, I think the Mystic is the colour, but the ones that I recommend every day of the week are the Samsung Galaxy Buds Live. They are the little ones that sit into your ear. They are incredibly comfortable. They don't fall out and the battery life is fantastic. So yes, I still recommend them.
This one, we talked about Adobe Flash and the end of the Flash player. It's no longer supported. I'm a teacher, says this texter, and many sites for maths, games, etc. require Flash. What to do?
It depends on what browser you're using, though. A lot of the browsers now have software that can override it, as far as I know. But if you email patkenny@newstalk.com and give me a bit more information, I can look into it and hopefully find alternatives for you.
Jess mentioned the Tenda Nova product as an option to improve broadband signal across the house, Wi-Fi in other words. Could she advise which version is best for an average four-bed house across three floors?
Yeah, so there's a pack and it's actually on sale at the moment. It's the Tenda Nova MW3 and that's the whole home system. So it comes with three of the little devices and the idea is that you can just put one on each of the floors and it would stretch. It's €70 at the moment, which is a great price. So that would be the one that I would recommend.
Very good, Jess. We have to leave it there. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.